to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 17th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and in this special edition of the podcast, we feature a discussion with Morten Tonnesen, the Chief Commercial Officer of Shape Games, on its recent acquisition by Kambi and how the future should unfold. This week's podcast is sponsored by IGT, which is at the peak of excellence with an entire lineup of top-ranked gaming machines. Reach your peak of success at IGT.com/peak. Shape Games has been developing websites and pages that have been viewed by thousands of sports bettors over the years. Morten Tonnesen, the Chief Commercial Officer of Shape Games, explains how his company has been working with a sports betting platform provider, Kambi, for years, and the time has come for the two companies to join together. The recent acquisition by Kambi will benefit Shape by providing its customers with state-of-the-art player-facing technology. He spoke with me at G2E in Las Vegas in October. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. My guest today is Morten Tonnesen, the Chief Commercial Officer for Shape Games. Morten, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Roger.
So, we just got a press release that Shape Games is being purchased by Kambi. Kambi's obviously one of the biggest names in the B2B supplier field for sports betting. Tell us what Shape Games does and how it fits into the Kambi scheme.
Yes, so Kambi, seen from my perspective, is a best-in-breed technology for sports betting, and Shape Games has worked for many years now with Kambi. Mm-hmm. What Shape Games does is deliver a front-end solution, right, being native apps and web, and actually also a retail solution to go across, which we humbly believe is also best in breed. And sure, as a consequence, the match between the two has worked well. We have several clients already together. So, uh-huh.
So explain what Shape Games does exactly. I read the press release. There's a lot of buzzwords in there.
Yeah.
Can you try to keep it
in the very simple form? It is that whatever the consumer sees.
Right.
So think of Kambi delivering numbers and odds, right, and whatever. That in its own right would make no sense to a consumer unless they have a place to see it. So if you go to the App Store to download an app, the app itself is, yeah, what Shape Games built.
Yeah.
For both iOS, i.e. Apple, or for Android, being Google, as well as a web front end for the browser, sure, and so, right, on. So that's what we do.
So is it player acquisition or is it just making the front end look pretty?
So it's a mix of both, right?
Yeah.
So in the end, we deliver the shop window,
right?
And the shop window has several objectives, right? One, of course, and primarily for whenever a new state launches or whatever, it's around acquisition, ensuring that your product functions across the marketing,
sure,
channels and everything else. But it's also very much focusing on the retention game and delivering a good experience. We say that we as an industry fight for a share of time game.
Right.
In the sense that any consumer has only got 24 hours a day, and they use that time on Netflix,
sure,
on Instagram, on whatever. And the more share of time that an operator can get versus the other things, the more share of wallet they will get. So,
and the easier it is to navigate, I would imagine, the better it is for the player.
The better it is for the consumer, but also the more relevant it is, meaning by inherently the placing a bet.
Right.
It's a very transactional thing.
Sure.
You go in, you place it, and that's it. And then you don't necessarily interact with the,
right,
with the sports betting product itself until you want to see if you won or lost in,
right,
a simplistic world. So what we've done is we build a product that delivers a very, very good sports betting solution,
uh-huh,
like with the Kambi data. But on top of that, we build a lot of surrounding services and features that, how should I say, delivers a lot of a deeper and broader experience for the consumer,
uh-huh,
as a consequence, hopefully and expectedly getting them to spend more time and enjoy the product more.
Okay. So is there upgraded content on the stuff, the things you provide to Kambi?
Yeah, so the way we operate is that we have modularized our setup in the sense that you can either buy just a brilliant sports betting experience,
right,
and ensuring with the ability for consumers to sign up and check their account and so,
right,
on. Or we have a number of other features like streaming, having streaming content and in, native players for watching matches. You have statistics modules that are built natively into the product. We build a small social network where each player has their own profile. They can share their bets. They can see their own statistics and so on. So that's a rich, also for some of our clients, we build in a news feed. Okay. So if, for example, one client has a has an agreement with ESPN, so you pull in that content and they generate their own content as well. So those are the type of things that we offer, which the unique thing that as well for us is that we reuse the code base. So from signing a contract to going live, we are not talking years, we're talking months,
right?
Okay. Which is very compelling for operators from making the decision to going.
Sure. Now I read that it also brings personalization to the table. Does that mean when you click into the website, your preferred website, wherever the operator is, it'll say, "Hello, Morten. Here's what's hot today."
Yes. So as an example, we have modules that does exactly that based on your previous behavior, but also you have the ability to favorite, and based on your favoriting, then you get recommendations and everything else within the product. So it's a continuous. One thing that this industry has been less good at compared to many others is is delivering that more personally relevant experience. It's been more cookie cutter. Everyone gets the same. So we've moved somewhere down that path. And one of the things that we're focusing on now, being part of Cambi, is to take that area to the next level.
Okay. So let's say your favorite team is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Will that come up at the top of the betting?
Yes. So, like with anything, you need to know that first.
Right.
So,
sure.
So, in the initial experience, then there's two options for getting that type of information. One is we have modules where it bases on your betting behavior. So, if you have betted mainly on the Pittsburgh Steelers, you'll get that. The other option is that you yourself, as a bettor, goes in and favorites and so on, and based on that, we can see that that's what you want to get, and then you get it that way.
Okay.
So those two models is the way that we utilize for now in terms of putting things forward.
Okay. Suppose you like to bet the total rather than the winner on either side. Does that come to the top then?
So yes, as we see that behavior happen, then we have with other partners that does algorithmically with machine learning and AI. Then you will start to see more and more of that. If the operator decides, our platform is modular. So if that type of module is what the operators put on the home screen, that's what you get. If they choose to take a more standard module and put, then you won't. So the operator has the opportunity to design the product in the way that they would want.
Sure.
But we see more and more choosing to put more tailored content on the main screen of the product.
So. Okay, great. So when you work with Cambi, you went to different operators. Obviously, they were pitching their deal to other operators, and you came in and you showed them what you could bring to the table.
Yes, exactly. So prior to this, we have successfully closed a number of operators together, both in the United States and across the world. Where we are live right now is, for example, in Ohio. So what we also do is a free-to-play solution. Which is basically what has been somewhat neglected in this country is letting the average punter in a state prior to legislation ensure that they actually understand what sports betting is all about.
Uh-huh.
So BetJack in Ohio, which is one of our joint clients, we've launched free-to-play some time back where they call it training camp, which is a way to train the Ohioans in what is sports betting all about. And the unique with our solution is that it runs on exactly the same tech stack and offers the same odds, the same everything as though it would on January 1st when Ohio goes live, where many other free-to-play solutions run in a separate environment with a lot of other quirks and whatever, which has its advantages in some way. But we believe that running free-to-play, which will also then sub after January 1st, coexist. So you can either bet for money and you can bet for fun.
Okay.
And that will keep continuing, which has some advantages.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. A lot of people are suspicious of free-to-play because, they're just letting me win to suck me in. But that's not the case with you.
No, this will run on exactly the same odds and the same markets and everything will be available and is available in the free-to-play that there will be in the real money.
Okay.
So in principle, you can try and test and do a bet in free-to-play and a bet in real money when it goes live and see that the outcome will be the same.
Okay, great. So what's the timeline for you to be totally closed with Cambi?
The deal is closed and we are now part of the family, so we will The strategy for go to market is that Kambi, of course, is the the main brand.
But right.
Kambi acquired Abios, which is an esports business some time back. They still go to market as Abios, and Shape Games will keep going to market as Shape Games with Kambi. So from that standpoint, it's for me and the team at Shape more or less business as usual. Only we now have a nice big brother that helps out with pushing even more deals, and we will keep now collaborating on roadmap of innovations. So when we talk about the personalization and everything else, it's a big advantage to be able to to work with the company that provides the data and merge the user experience and the data together and deliver even better things than what we have today.
But so it sounds like conceivably, Shape Games can still go in even if Kambi isn't the platform operator.
Yeah. So Kambi is very keen, and I'm sure without pushing too much, but Kambi is pursuing now in the future a more modular strategy as well, where the Kambi product itself can be divided into more, I call it myself and have done in Shape Games, like a supermarket model.
Right.
You can buy all things that are on the shelf, or you can buy only the things that are on your list that you need for your business, right?
Sure. Right.
So we will continue doing that. And for example, we work with Betsson here. We have Betsson put them live in Colorado.
Uh-huh.
We'll soon put Betsson live in Ontario. And the plan is to still keep working with them. And we have to work with Sports Radar in Europe with certain clients, and we'll keep doing that as long as they want to do that.
Yeah, well, that makes sense, keeping it a separate brand then.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
IGT is at its peak of excellence, with the Peak Slant 32 at its 20th consecutive month as the number one ranked multi-screen and the number one ranked large form factor Peak 65, and two new cabinets joining the Peak family of top performing hardware. IGT has a Peak gaming machine to fit any floor need. Designed for superior player comfort, modern sleek beauty, and proven performance, all six Peak cabinets stand out gorgeously on the casino floor. Reach your peak of success at igt.com/peak.
Some of the areas in the world that are still underserved, South America being one. I mean, do you have a plan for that?
Yeah, so we have one client there that's BetWarrior jointly together. So BetWarrior was actually the first client that integrated with Kambi with only APIs and so on, which is doing well. They got licenses in Argentina, and it's a strong group that owns them.
Mm-hmm.
I actually founded that business and then joined Shape Games, but that's a different story. So the plan is to keep pushing for Latin America.
Uh-huh.
We see Brazil, as I'm sure many in the industry does, as a big opportunity. I think it's more murky now when the full regulation will be there, but we keep pushing with the brands also we have in Colombia, where we sit on with Kambi, not Shape Games, but a big market share. So it's a focus area of Kambi to keep growing there between us and Shape Games.
Okay. Do you work with affiliate market sites?
Yeah, we do. So in the way that we don't work with them directly, we work via the companies that... So we integrated with tracking software and everything else, and our platform utilizes and ensures that affiliate marketing is a possibility for the operators to utilize.
Okay, great. So explain then what happens when somebody comes, let's say it's a full Kambi website, they have the platform, somebody signs up for what they see first?
So if it's a Shape Games Kambi, then if it's a sports betting only, because we also, which is new for Kambi, we offer iGaming or casino front end as well, right?
Yeah.
So Kambi doesn't provide the games or whatever, but we now have the ability to do a merged product, right? Which historically Kambi's web front end has only delivered sports betting. So assuming it's sports betting only, what you will see on the first go is basically the markets of today, the things that are live here now with a clear and easy navigation to find the different sports and markets and everything else. And then as you engage with the product, you favor it, you start to bet, we as a platform between us and Kambi learns what you're betting on, and every time you then log in, you get a more and more personalized experience over time.
Okay, great. So what about iGaming? Well, I spent the summer in New Jersey, and when I go on my sports betting site, you know, if there's an online casino there, it gives an option to punch there. Can you guys do that as well?
Yeah, so we have clients that are live with a mixed app where you have sports betting and casino.
Yeah.
We're now toying with it's always been split into two worlds, right?
Right.
So the next thing we're coming with is the ability to actually merge the two products in right. the iGaming state. So mm-hmm. let's say that we figure out that you're a punter that likes the Steelers and Blackjack.
Right. right.
Then we would put betting opportunities on the Steelers and then have Blackjack underneath instead of having it in two tabs, if that makes sense.
Yeah, sure.
Then we deliver what is your preferences on the home screen to ensure right. that you can engage with that immediately. And then, of course, as we see you evolve as a consumer, that will, of course, maybe change if you say Blackjack is no longer the thing, but you want right. to do slots or whatever, whatever. And then the product will keep evolving and laying itself out in the way that suits your needs.
Right. Okay. So let's talk overall. I mean, I've talked to a few people here at the show, actually, about how online betting, whether it be sports betting or iGaming, they just don't treat the customer the way you would treat them in a land-based casino, you know, or you'd be able to value them at a land-based casino when they come in. And but online, it's just they get the canned spiel. I mean, how is this going to improve the customer experience?
Yeah, no, that's a very good question. So in many ways, we deliver some of the tools, but it's in the end, it's the operator that decides.
Yeah.
In my background, I used to run marketing for PokerStars back in the day, so
right.
I have some opinions on that. But we can facilitate part of it from our side, but I think there's a broader tool set of in the mix that's needed in order to do what you're describing.
Sure.
So first and foremost, in general, in online, you try and move customers via discounting,
yeah.
i.e. bonuses, and that makes people move around.
Right.
What we're trying to do is build a platform that mm-hmm. has more of a lock-in and retention effect
right.
that delivers more benefits around it via being able to have a conversation around your betting with your
sure.
friends and everything else and so on, delivering a more tailored experience, delivering also more tailored abilities to give discounts if that's what you want to do, or you can win badges that suits you
sure.
that, and everything else. And then also you can set up competitions within our software with your friends and,
sure.
and those type of
really?
Things.
Okay.
So those are the kind of things that we offer. That's a tool set for you. But I do believe and I agree that one thing that I hear and see, I don't have the opportunity to bet in the US because I'm based in Europe, but the customer service side and everything else is somewhat lacking. And we have with our clients good success in putting the right facilities in place to be able to easily reach live chat,
right.
Reach out, phone support and everything else to get that slightly better experience that some of the casinos land-based are able to do.
Right.
So I believe that that's important for operators, but of course there's costs associated with doing that. I believe if it's a long-term focused business, that will pay off.
Yeah,
but
sure.
I think
yeah.
that's been in the early days of online in the US, there's been a short-term focus on
yeah.
growing the player base and the shareholder value, and
exactly,
maybe
yeah.
now it's changing a bit to actually needing to make money.
Yeah, no, so, I've had that experience where I needed some help, and they just send you round and round and round.
Yeah, exactly.
And I've closed my account a couple of times already. You know?
Yeah.
So you know, it needs to really improve to make sure that people feel loyal to the
yeah,
brand,
exactly,
right.
And the software can do some of that, but in the end, right. sometimes you need to reach a person, right?
Yeah, oh,
and,
absolutely.
And,
yeah.
and we can facilitate that. That's easy, but then
yeah.
the operators needs to be willing to invest in that person
sure.
actually being there.
Yeah.
So.
And I don't mind chatting with that person, but it's much better when you can pick up a phone.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
This is a real person that speaks English.
Yes, indeed.
right.
That's our experience as well.
Great,
that's good.
Great. Well, Morten, thanks for the time. It's great to meet you. Good luck with the affiliation with Kambi. I'm sure it's going to be very successful, knowing how successful Kambi is. And you sound like you're going to take it to the next level, for sure.
That's the plan, at least, Roger. Thank you very much for having me.
Coming now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me.
Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast sponsored by IGT, which is at the peak of excellence with an entire lineup of top-ranked gaming machines. Reach your peak of success at igt.com/peak. To learn more about the online gaming and sports betting platforms, visit ggbmagazine.com. Subscribe to GGB News to get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning. Sign up at ggbnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.
Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you.